Stage 18. Paradeplatz with church. We are now on the fortress's Paradeplatz and can see in front of us the tallest building, the tower and nave of the church, which Wiederhold had built while the 30 Years' War was going on. He did so out of what he described as his blessed Christian zeal.
Konrad Wiederhold was a pious man with a strong faith. In the middle of the Catholic surroundings of the Fulda Österreich region, he created a religious focus for the Protestant Württemberg garrison. The church was consecrated in 1645 in the presence of Herzog Friedrich von Württemberg, with song and prayer, including, amongst others, a Christian prayer of dedication, and that alone lasted for 2.5 hours. After the official consecration, there were 6 further days of celebration, with a different minister leading prayers each day. Wiederhold and his wife were firmly rooted in the Protestant faith and believed in their own declaration of the teaching of the Holy Evangelist as the only route to being blessed, something which the couple reinforced with all sorts of endowments to the newly constructed church.
That stolen church tower bells called everyone to the service did not seem to disturb Wiederhold at all. By the end of the war, there were 9 bells at the fortress, and all of them had been plundered. Long after the war had ended, the local farmers were fighting for them to be returned. Even the organ in the new church had been pillaged during the war. Wiederhold had had it taken from the Augustan monastery after the capture of the town of Überlingen in 1643.
Wiederhold was definitely not an oversensitive type, and his raids and looting sprees were legendary, in part accompanied by extortion and kidnapping. When the Hohentwiel Keller once ended up in prison, Wiederhold unceremoniously took the abbot from the Weingarten monastery as hostage in order to get his administrator released. Neither this behaviour nor the suffering which he caused to the farmers in the Hegau and the Lake Constance area with his plunderings contradicted Christian teachings. More than that, he saw himself as a right, faithful German patriot, and obviously in line with Württemberg thinking. His identification of himself with Württemberg had gone so far that he resisted the orders of his masters after the Battle of Nordlingen in 1637. Although Herzog Eberhard III was ready to hand over Hohentwiel to the Kaiser, Wiederhold allied himself to the French of his own bat and held the fortress. He would never have allowed himself to be subject to a Catholic Kaiser.